Well, it's 25 o'clock and it's time for
The Deadly Eye.
Woohoo!
All in favor for
Rumblefruit, and Lord Rumblefruit would have to say that Lord Rumblefruit's answer to this week's question would probably be Lord Rumblefruit's pet cabbage, Raymond. The reason why would be that on Tuesday, Raymond made Lord Rumblefruit quite an amazing peanut butter sandwich. It was really, really great. So Lord Rumblefruit would just like to say that Lord Rumblefruit forgot the question.
Okay.
Okay. You get to hear at the end what Lord Rumblefruit forgot to mention. That's our first call, so you can call in anytime.
So that was a visit from Lord Rumblefruit, who's a notorious, shall we say, I'm not sure what to say, but she is notorious among my friends for, being.
Hey, Max, how'd you like Lord Rumblefruit?
Yes.
My friends
that's affirmative in the positive.
My friends and I aren't exactly sure who Lord Rumblefruit is. We just know he's one of us, but,
And Max had a great topic for tonight. Do you remember what it was, Max?
Roller coaster.
Roller coaster. That's awesome. So, Max, have you ever been on a roller coaster?
Yes.
And have you ever wet your pants?
No.
Oh, yes, you have. No. When you were one and when you're two and when you're...
Cool. And so, Cam, you have any favorite roller coasters?
Probably Space Mountain, Matterhorn, X, and Goliath at, the Matterhorn and Space Mountain are at Disneyland, X and Goliath at Six Flags Magic Mountain, and the Hulk at a thing in Florida. I can't remember which one. I think Islands of Adventure.
Max, what have you been on? What roller coaster have you been on?
Let's see.
Can you think about that for a second, okay? Just work it out.
I know two, but there's another one.
Give me the first one. What's the first one?
Snow Mountain? Okay, well, I've been on Space Mountain.
Yes. That's the one where you could get really, truly shot up into space, right?
It was loops, like sideways, round.
Max is, of course, tracing out the route exactly in the air right now. If you could see it, it's just beautiful. In fact, there are little glowing lines tracing behind his hand. I don't know how he does that. I'd like to
streamers.
Know. You have is that like the gymnastic competition where they have the long, in the Olympics, where they have the long streamers, you know, they're
and
running
the
around
tiny,
with those.
Tiny Chinese girls.
They're streamers made of tiny Chinese girls.
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Oh my gosh, I have to show you guys the strangest picture, which is of a guy who's a kind of buff working out kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And in his hand, he has another working out kind of guy who's 2 feet tall. Yeah, kind of a strong man who's like, I am 2 feet tall.
That's amazing.
And it's in an article. It's called Things That You Would Think Would Be Photoshopped But Aren't.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's very strange. And so I'll show you those pictures. I'll put it up on the webpage too. So you can see it. I'll put it right there, and you will freak out.
Nice.
And, but back to roller coasters. Have you ever read any books about roller coasters? And that would be a thrilling novel.
Bad pun alert! Bad pun alert!
The Mystery of the Haunted Roller Coaster with the Hardy Boys and the Scooby-Doo.
I
actually think there's an Nancy Drew.
Oh, wouldn't you love to see a book, or actually just a cartoon special with the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew? And Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yes.
And Grape Ape.
What?
You don't even know who Grape Ape is.
No idea.
I'll show you. Grape Ape is awesome. Who else is a mystery detective cartoon solver?
Me. There's the newer one.
Me? I want to see the Detective Max cartoon.
There's that newer one, Martin Mystery, but...
Oh, yeah, which is the Scooby-Doo ripoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's good, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Basically the Scooby-Doo ripoff with real monsters and no dog.
No, they have the big Pacific Islander guy who's kind of like the dog.
Oh yeah, yes he is.
He kind of fills the Scooby-Doo role.
Yeah.
And there's Ben 10 is kind of that way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mystery solver. And what about Kids Next Door? They don't really.
No, not really. No.
Are there any others?
Teen Titans, sort of.
Teen Titans, they don't really do mysteries, though, do they? Do they have a mystery once in a while?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay. Hey, Max, do you scream when you're on a roller coaster?
What?
Do you scream when you're on a roller coaster?
Sometimes.
Can you scream right now?
No way, I'm not doing this all in audio.
wake the little kids right up.
So let me ask the question for this one. You know, we'll just go right to the question. Are you ready for a question, Max?
Yes.
Okay. We've got, you guys mentioned Space Mountain. Did you mention Splash Mountain?
Yes, Splash Mountain.
No, I didn't, but I should have, considering Kat made me go on that 7 times in a row.
I like that too. That's awesome.
And oh, we didn't even mention playing chess on a roller coaster.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There's a website called XKCD, which might not be appropriate for someone younger.
It's, but you know, parents should look at it and share it with the kids who aren't. If you're a teen, XKCD should be, you know, an everyday thing.
Yeah, there's a couple though that like the parents might want to look at for younger kids and just make sure before the kid read it.
Yeah, but just about everything else is just terrific.
And there's one where
science and math and geek oriented.
Yeah, there's one where it shows a guy with a chessboard, and the guy walks in and goes, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Gluing chess pieces to a board. There's a picture I've always wanted." And then he holds the chessboard up and he goes, "By the way, I'll need your coat to sneak this onto the ride." And then it shows like one of those roller coaster photos of him, like with his kind of holding his chin, like contemplating his next move on this chessboard as they're going down the drop on the roller coaster.
So it looks like they're playing chess on a roller coaster.
So you can actually you can look for. Dad, are you gonna put that link up? Or?
Yeah, I'll put the link up or put a picture up. And basically, if you just do chess on a roller coaster, you will come up with those pictures. It's pretty easy to find.
So a bunch of people who are fans of it, of the site have copied that.
I want to jump in on what Max just said. He says it's my grill chess. So I'm imagining
grill chess.
So you're saying thrill chess?
Thrill.
Oh, because I thought you were saying grill chess, like as if you were grilling that, you know, so you had to play like on a grill.
Honey, we're having chess for dinner.
And so part of the challenge, of course, would be like getting checkmate before all the pieces melted or you burn your hand.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. It would be like cheating if you use tongs.
So we've gone off topic a little bit here. That's good. It's just fun stuff. So you have Splash Mountain, which has... Actually, they made Splash Mountain part of it from the pieces of other rides.
Did they?
Yeah, there was a America in the Round type ride where they had like singing animals, singing happy...
There's like lots of 1976 singing animals on Spice Splash Mountain.
And all those happy animals are from... They pulled them out of this ride they were going to destroy. And they put
them. Made a new ride.
They stuck them into there. So they used to be like happy singing, you know, America songs.
They're still now, happy singing.
And they're singing songs. They're kind of Song of the South.
Yeah.
Oh, I also like Grizzly River Ride.
Where's that?
California Adventure.
Oh, that's a good one. And they also have California Screamin'.
Yeah, that's a good roller coaster.
That's got like the music going on, and it really feels like you're going straight through the water when it starts.
Yeah, and then really there's cool. a big loop.
And then, have you guys been on the Mummy at Universal Studios? Have you been on that, Max?
No.
Because we just saw that movie, and it reminded me of there's the part where it looks like the roof is on fire.
Yeah.
And there's just flames, and it looks like you're going to plunge into those. So you got all those kinds of things. You got Indiana Jones. They all have a theme, right? Mm-hmm. So they're all decorated. They're all made to look like you're going through the story. And it made me wonder, if you had all the Disney Imagineers at your disposal and you were working with them and you had a big old budget to make the coolest roller coaster based on any kind of movie or TV show that you like or book or manga, Cam.
Okay.
Or anime or place, what would you create?
I'd say Harry Potter, where you'd be... Like the Order of the Phoenix related thing where you just going through that thing with all the shelves full of those orbs. It's like where you're running away from when you're going into the castle.
Oh, that
doing
would be great.
Stuff through the Harry Potter school.
Now would you be in a regular roller coaster thing or would you be on a broom? Or would you be in like the car that they drive? The jalopy. What is that called? What's that car called, Cam?
I can't remember.
It's like a roller coaster type. It's like a roller coaster type thing.
So it would be a regular roller coaster thing. I want to be Mr. Weasley's, flying car.
Car, yeah, that would be cool.
Let's do that.
When you start the ride, I want to go into the chimney.
Yes, or like through the window or like whatever it was, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
To walk into the gym like doing the flu, which obviously it's a different method of transport.
Yeah.
From the book, but still, like it was a dark, you know, so it's dark through there, so you walk through there.
Maybe like as you're entering the ride, it's a big chimney, that'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah, maybe you can make like the haunted house type related thing from Disneyland. You could do that type of cart thing. It just hangs on the thing. And then you go through
the Whomping Willow
slowly, and then sometimes you go down fast.
The Whomping Willow, yes.
Whomping Willow.
Remember the Whomping Willow, the big tree that almost smashed them?
Yeah, and that broke Ron's wand. Or like at some point, Ron's wand broke during that whole thing. So
there is an amusement park that's going to do a Harry Potter ride.
I can't wait for that. Oh my God.
Which one?
I'll tell you next show. I'll look it up, and I will have that information for the next show. How's that sound?
Okay,
cool. And Cam, do you have any things? How about a Death Note roller coaster?
That would be very, very cool. However, something that I think would be really, really fun would be to have a roller coaster that goes through, like, a beehive.
Ooh. Ooh, that kind of went... Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome, Max?
Yeah, you
would you be on a bee?
Yeah, like you'd be on a bee and like going through the things and.
Would it be like the from the Bee Movie? Did you see the Bee Movie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's do.
Or would
let's
it be more real life?
Well, I don't know. Bee Movie would be cool. But it'd be cool to just be inside like a beehive and like doing all that stuff and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that would be. Max like yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
like at one point, Matt, you might go out and then like go up above a bunch of giant flowers.
Do it California Dreamin' style.
Yeah.
That's another ride at California Adventure Park, and it feels like you're hang gliding over California.
Yeah, because you're in hang glider. Are you talking about the soaring over California?
I call it California Dream. It's soaring over California. That's right. Yeah, the name is never memorable to me. In fact, I have trouble finding it because of that.
Yeah.
It's like the California Dreamin' helicopter glide soar. Soaring, that's it.
The names over there are so, like, unmemorable.
Yeah, it is. It's funny because they've done a beautiful design job, but it all has this kind of bland feel to it compared to the regular Disney. There was another old ride Disney had called Adventure Through Inner Space, and as Monsanto's Adventure Through Inner Space. And as you walked through the queue, you would watch people get into like haunted house style pods, and they'd sit in that, and it would pump them into a machine, and then you would see them come out through another part. There's a tube, and you'd see them shrunk in 3D. You'd see little shrunken versions of them, and you'd see them get smaller again, other on another level up above. And so then when you got in the pod, you'd go through a black tube, and it would say, you know, through modern science, we have found a way to shrink people. And then you would spin around, and then you'd come through this part, and you would be seeing things as if you were small, to where you're going smaller and smaller, and you see like a snowflake that's, you know, as big as a house right next to you. And then you start seeing the inside of an atom, and you see all these things, and it's like, oh my God, I'm tiny. How am I ever going to get big again? Because they kind of panic at the end. They, oh no, we don't know how to get them big again. Oh no, they're going to be small forever. And you're a little kid. You go, Dad, no, Mom, please. I don't want to be tiny forever. I don't want to be the size of an atom. And of course, you've never actually shrunk. No, I didn't know that. I thought there was some kind of weird Disney technology going on. I didn't realize that.
You would just be going through this little cart.
Yeah.
You would just go in it, and then you'd be just going. There was like this little side part.
Yep.
And then you'd be going through the tube. You'd be seeing virtual images and stuff.
And they had built real models of this size.
Yeah.
And so, Matt, you know, I was probably, you know, 4 or 5 years old, and, you know, I believed it. I'd seen the 3D people getting smaller and smaller. I was sure I was getting tiny. And so I was I would have nightmares about that.
Oh, man.
You know, but it certainly left an impression on me, and so I would love to see a roller coaster where you got in, and the first thing that happens is you feel like you're going into a giant hypodermic needle, and it goes down, and it puts it into like a virtual arm.
That would be so cool.
And so you go, and it's a half water ride, of course, because you have all the fluids of the body and everything. So you would go, and you'd be in this big tube, which is being shot into, and you'd be being shrunk, quote unquote.
Yeah, kind of like a log ride or something almost.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like a log ride or a Splash Mountain type ride, and you'd be being shot into the bloodstream.
be so cool.
And then you'd have kind of similar things as you had going on in Adventure Through Inner Space, except it would all be this high-speed action ride.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh no, don't bump into the brain tumor. You know.
Don't get eaten by that germ.
Exactly. You have to watch out for stomach acids.
Yeah.
You know, and then it would end at the digestive system.
Are you listening, Disney? Take notes.
And so I would say that's mine, and that is our question for the next cast, is you dial in and you can hear your voice just like Lord Rumblefruit did, and we're going to have Lord Rumblefruit's next message in just a moment here. Give us a call. Tell us your idea for a cool roller coaster based on your favorite TV show or a book. We didn't even get into ideas like, what about a poem? I do want to hear more about the bee thing. Like, all we kind of got into was the idea of it, and I want to hear, like, what would happen. Would you get sticky from honey?
Oh, that'd be
would
so
you burst
cool.
through a honeycomb? That would be really cool. And so what are your ideas? And do you like manga or anime? What about those? Because I know there are a bunch of really cool stuff going on. What about a Pokemon theme one, Max?
That would be so awesome. Oh, a Pokemon yeah. Snap one, almost like the Buzz Lightyear thing.
Oh, my God. Pokemon. So oh, nobody
oh, yeah,
knows about Pokemon.
They will put
Snap.
They will put these little cameras on. It's like, take as many pictures as you can. And whoever got the most because there would be this big thing with two people. And whoever got... And you would snap all these Pokemon, and the
cool
first one to get the most.
Oh,
that'd
be so cool. Like, real-life Pokemon Snap, and you'd, like, be in the car that you're
that
in
would
in
be
Pokemon
so cool.
Snap.
Would you pay for that, Max?
Yes. Yeah, totally.
That would be so cool. Okay, so what are your things? Right. Or maybe, you know, just something boring, like the LA Freeway. A roller coaster based on Los Angeles Freeway System.
Stop, go. Be the world's longest ride. Don't worry, you'll get to ride it again when you get home.
It would feel like the line to most of these roller coasters. So, with that, we will say goodbye from the Deadly Eye, from Max, Cam, and Drew.
Goodbye.
And now let's hear the second message, because Lord Rumblefruit called back again, and we'll play that. You call, give us a call, and we'll play your message.
Lord Rumblefruit actually takes the bus, so there can be no confusion there.
What?
Also, something fun and cool. You said to say that. Lord Rumblefruit takes bus.
Well, Lord Rumblefruit, I hope your roller coaster's a bus then.
All right, everybody, give us a call. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night. Again.
Good night. Again. See you.